Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go, and all the features are completely free, so enjoy them on us. We had a bug that took over the website the last couple days that was preventing people from actually submitting their stories, because the idea behind the brand new Free Talk Live site is that if you've got something that you think is interesting as far as a news item, or maybe it's just a personal rant or something like that, a blog post, you can post it up on our site and then other listeners can vote it. They can vote it up or they can vote it down, and the most popular stories will be voted to the front page at freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, for the last 24 hours or so, you've been unable to submit your story, so apologies about that. Should be fixed. That should be working now at freetalklive.com. We, of course, have a lot to talk about with you. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231. Start things out with a quick news story, a little bit of good news to start things out tonight, and then maybe we'll jump into some emails or do some soapbox calls. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. But the news from the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org is that Seattle's new city attorney has better things to do than prosecute pot smokers. He said January 14th, City Attorney Pete Holmes announced he was dismissing all marijuana possession cases, starting with those filed by his predecessor, Tom Carr, whom Holmes defeated in November. He said he dismissed two cases his first day on the job, and several others are about to be dismissed.
Tell me where this is again.
Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
This guy, I mean, it's pretty rare that you actually get to say that a prosecutor is doing something heroic. But in this case,
it would be rare, wouldn't it?
I mean, to be fair, sometimes they actually prosecute real criminals. But all across the country, prosecutors are loading their plate up with...
But that is their job, is to prosecute criminals. And one would think that, you know, using discretion like this, I think that that's really the mark of somebody who's doing a good job, is using some kind of discretion,
absolutely,
critical thinking.
Absolutely. And it's part of their it should be part of their job to look at the laws that are being presented to them by the legislators and say, yeah, that one's not constitutional, so I won't be prosecuting that.
Well, at the very least, this one's more important than that one. I mean, the laws in the books, one would they would have you believe that all of them are the same in value and that kind of thing, as far as we must arrest people. But there's all kinds of laws in the books that are just ludicrous. You can, you know, in New Hampshire, I believe you cannot a man can't use the restroom while looking up on Sunday.
Hmm.
Are they enforcing that law? No, they're not. They're not even attempting to. You can't.
Right.
I believe that it's a New Hampshire law also, and I'm just picking these because I happen to know them, that you can't put anything in a milk container. Say after you drank it, you can't shove your garbage in it. It's against
right.
the law. They're not enforcing these. Why? Because they're stupid. But they do enforce, well, marijuana possession, things like that.
Exactly. And it's a burden on the system.
It's a tremendous burden on the system.
It costs a lot of money to prosecute and to imprison these people. And if you go and you sit in on arraignment, for instance, on a Tuesday or Monday morning, you'll see just person after person waiting to, in many cases, cut a deal with the state because they've been charged with something asinine like marijuana possession
yep.
or open container or something like that. And normally the prosecutors eat this stuff up because it looks good on their career resume, because then, you know, they can move on to whatever comes after that. I don't know, attorney general or something like that, wherever prosecutors go from there, maybe a career in elected politics. Although, this guy was actually elected. Some places they do that, some places they don't. It all depends. So in this case, he's actually doing something right, and that is refusing to prosecute all 100% of marijuana possession cases. There's a little more to the story. He says, we're not going to prosecute marijuana possession cases anymore, said Holmes. I meant it when I said it during the campaign. Holmes Criminal Division Chief Craig Sims added he's reviewing an additional 50 cases. Barring out-of-the-ordinary circumstances, he said the prosecutor's office does not intend to file charges for marijuana possession. Although voters in pot-friendly Seattle approved a 2003 initiative making marijuana the lowest law enforcement priority, former city attorney Carr was still prosecuting pot busts. In the last half of 2008, his office handled 81 marijuana-related arrests, with Carr dismissing 21 and filing charges in 60 others, including 20 where pot possession was the only charge. In the first half of 2009,
so this guy, the elected official here, just decided after there was a referendum by the voters that I don't feel like doing that.
Yep.
Now, isn't that the same as this guy saying, well, in this case, the voters actually spoke. But imagine if this guy said, well, on his own, I just don't want to go after pot possessors. And that's what I was thinking was going on here initially. It's the same thing.
Wait, what's the same thing?
Well, his predecessor said, "No, I'm not going to do what the voters want."
Okay.
In this case, somebody, or not in this case, but if in an imaginary case where somebody just got in and decided, "Well, I'm not going to prosecute pot possession," it would seem like they were doing less sort of thinking on their own and damage than this guy was, than the previous one, Carr, was.
Holmes' change of policy comes amidst a climate increasingly favorable to marijuana reform in Washington State. A state assembly committee held hearings on a pair of decriminalization and legalization bills last week. They were defeated in committee, unfortunately, this week. So it doesn't look like it's going to be decriminalized statewide in Washington anytime soon. But if you can keep getting people like Pete Holmes in the prosecutor's office around the state, then it doesn't matter what the legislators do.
It matters to a little bit because you're on this tenuous ground as to whether or not you know where you are and whether they're going to give it, you know. This guy may be consistent, but the next prosecutor may not. I mean, this Carr fellow that preceded him, in one quarter of the cases, he decided not to prosecute. But in three quarters, he did.
Right, but this new guy is not prosecuting in any of them.
Right. One county, man.
Seattle is a big city.
It's a big city.
It seems
sure.
like he'd likely to get to reelected with a policy like
sure.
that. That's going to make him pretty popular.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a little bit of good news coming out of someplace here in the United States. I'd like to bring that to you when it's available, and wish it were available more often. Let's go to the AMP lines. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to tell you about a good experience I had with a company, and this doesn't happen very often, so I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
They sell a product that probably most of your people won't be interested in, but there might be some guys out there that work on cars and do customizations and stuff like that. I did some modifications to my truck a couple years ago, so I had to buy an aftermarket electronic control module to control my transmission because it's an electronic shifting transmission. And there's a company called Powertrain Solutions, and their website's powertrainsolutions.com. So I bought this thing about 2.5 years ago. Everything was working fine, then I wound up with a problem lately with I think it's one of the sensing units on the engine. But anyway, I put my computer up, hooked my computer up to it because it connects to a laptop through a USB, and you can change all of the settings on it. So it's infinitely variable settings that you can put in there for your transmission. And because it's been 2.5 years, there was an upgrade for the ROM. And in the process of upgrading the ROM, it bricked the controller. So
oh, no.
The controller wouldn't function any longer. So I called them on Tuesday, and they said, you'll have to send it in to us. So I called them on Monday, and there was no mail on Monday, so I was going to mail it on Tuesday. But they said, there's no way that we can fix it. They helped me over the phone to the extent they could, and they said, well, you're going to have to mail it in. And I said, okay, well, it's been 2.5 years since I bought it. How much is this going to cost me?
Mm.
And he said, But he says in the 5 years he's worked there, he has never seen anybody charged for a repair. And I said, wow, really? I said, okay. So I mailed it away on Tuesday. On Thursday, I got a call from the guy. He's got it on the bench. He's fixed the problem. And he wanted me to send him by email my calibration file for my transmission so he can load that back on there. And then when I get it back, all I got to do is plug it back into my transmission. I'm ready to go. Now, this is the kind of customer service that we don't see anymore. And I just wanted to give them kudos because I am so impressed by this company's customer service.
They did it on the house.
Yep.
That's pretty fantastic.
I think it's great.
Well, that's
it's an expensive controller, but I think the customer service makes it worth it.
That's fantastic. What was the name of the company again?
Powertrain Control Solutions.
There you go for all you car heads out there. Take that one. Thank
you,
Gene, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Car heads.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I think you're looking for Motorhead.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include stuff like our archives, which, by the way, there's good news about the Free Talk Live archives. They're now going back for 2 years. You can, if you click on our podcast, and we're going to expand it beyond that soon. It's in the works right now. But now you can get direct download archives via our podcast all the way back to the beginning of 2009. So I guess it's not technically a full 2 years, but as 2010 fills out, it will become a full 2 years of archives in our podcast.
So from here on out, we're just basically everything from January 2009 is available to people for download? Is that the idea?
That's correct. At least through the end of 2010, then
we may move it forward.
Then it'll be another two years. It'll be a 2 year block at all times, and we're going to put, we've got back to most of 2006 that we're going to make available. It's not quite ready yet, so we're still working on that behind the scenes. But as of right now, if you click the Free Talk Live podcast link at freetalklive.com, then you'll be able to get access to at least a year and a month's worth of archives right there all in the same podcast, which is that's a big change for Free Talk Live. I mean, Free Talk Live has always had the last six shows available via podcast, and now we're talking about hundreds.
Oh, so these are via MP3. This isn't some kind of BitTorrent thing?
No, this is direct download archives.
I don't know what that means. That doesn't mean anything to me. Direct download.
Meaning you click and download it. You don't go through a torrent or anything like that. You just get whatever ones you
want to
get.
I want everyone to stop and think for a moment. What other radio show does this for you?
There's got to be some other show out there.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is it one of the? It's not one of the big boys. The big boys say, you want our show, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they give for archives or anything like that, but good Lord. This is 2 years, well, going on, working on 2 years of free direct MP3 download. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be most of 06, 07, 08, and all of everything from, I think, the middle of April of 06 is going to be up on our site.
Why that time?
For whatever reason, that's when they're available from our provider. So it's great. It's great news. I mean, this is a big deal, and you don't have to deal with the torrents anymore. The torrents are still out there, but I figure once we can go back to 06 with just clickable downloads, then there's no real point in supporting the torrents anymore.
Yeah.
Because the torrents are really slow. If you click a torrent and you get one of our torrents, there's only two or three people seeding those at any given time, so it takes a while to download from the torrents. Whereas this is it's seeded as these files are served up by our podcast provider Libsyn, and I've never found another podcast provider that can serve out files as fast as Libsyn.
Faster than S through a goose.
They come fast. So enjoy that now. It's available right now through the podcast at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Jordan in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, me and my friend, my friend is actually a huge fan of Free Talk Live, and we were just listening on his computer, and he told me that people can call up and ask any question that they wanted.
Pretty much.
And so.
And you can say anything you want, too. You don't have to ask a question.
Throw a fastball at you.
All right. Go for it.
Fastball.
And this is a discussion I have with many friends. Well, first of all, I'm a man of many beliefs, but this is a discussion I have with many of my friends who are of varying beliefs. And that is, how can humanity possibly evolve into a better species, if you will? And is religion a definite factor of that? Do we need some form of religion or spirituality, or do we need to jettison it?
Oh, that's it's a very good question.
Yeah, it is.
A couple of questions in there. And how can mankind evolve? Well, I think that it's pretty much inevitable that that's going to happen. It's either going to exterminate itself or it's going to evolve. And I would like to lean toward the side of evolution.
I think that there'll be some level of evolution in that the races will mix down to what they call the seven foot gray theory, which is that man will continue to get taller because protein will be more readily available and nutrition will be better and better.
Right. And there's all these tall Asian kids now with short pants.
Right, something like that. And also, of course, the races will mix, and that's what the terminology they're using for gray. So, but I don't know, as far as evolve goes, the terminology is from a scientific standpoint, there isn't any evolution that's going on. At this point, we're saving all of the, pretty much everybody, you know, what nature would eliminate is now being saved and introduced into the gene pool. So from a standpoint of evolution, from a natural state, I don't think that that's true. However, I do think that things evolve otherwise. And meaning that
technology gets better, our understanding of our world and universe is increasing.
So we build. So we're going to build better humans as time goes by. In the same way that now it's not acceptable to own chattel slaves like they did, you know, I guess the Civil War pretty much ended it in the Western world. Not that the Civil War had to do, but that's like the South was the last holdout in a lot of places for a lot of sort of Western places. And so, I mean, you know, humans are getting better at dealing with other humans, and I think we'll do that over time.
Do you think that religion is a huge important part of that?
I think in many
ways.
What I was asking. Well, I think in many ways, religion, and when I talk about religion, I'm including the religion of statism, and that is, you know, the belief that the state is important and necessary and beneficial. That religious belief, as well as many other religious belief systems, I think are inhibiting to people's evolution.
Exactly, because they're not being able to think freely, I guess, is the real point.
Right. Well, we were talking about this on our extended show last night, which you can grab over at freetalklive.com. We did an hour extra after our radio show was over, and we talked about Quakerism and how it's different from a lot of the other religions out there in that one of the tenets, as I understand it, and I'm certainly newer at this than Mark is, but so Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the tenets is that the Quakers follow their inner light. There's not some sort of external book or preacher that they look to give them answers about what life is about.
They do that, but more so it's the belief of the religion is sort of like you follow yourself and where God leads you from.
Well, there aren't preachers in at least in the Quaker church we go
to. But there are people that write books.
But there are different books, but there's no one of them that is held up as the book, right? There is
lots of Quakers like the Bible.
But there is no the Quaker book, right?
They have what they call Faith and Practice, which is a book that they publish. But anyway, I want to go back to what the gentleman's talking about.
Well, that's what I am talking about. What he's talking about, and that is that if you have a doctrine that you're adhering to, then you aren't making decisions for yourself. So you can't if you're basing your decisions and your choices on some set of strictures that has been handed down from on high, then you aren't you aren't able to evolve correctly, I think. And I think that a lot of religions prohibit that.
It doesn't allow for innovation.
Right. So is it possible to be religious and a scientific, rational person at the same time?
I think the possibility exists. I certainly haven't managed to find that very thin line that one can walk on that. And I don't have any problem with people that are atheists unless they're evangelical, which is the biggest problem
right.
I have with religious people.
Right, it's extreme.
Yeah, and you know, I just don't, you know, if you can share your ideas with me, but once it's gone past a certain point, like, I'm not interested anymore.
Let's come back with more if you don't mind. You want to come back, we'll bring it back here in a moment, Jordan. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Religion, evolution, whatever you want to talk about, can the two be found together? I think so. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete. You can read it for free at peaceprosper.com and help Ben Woods, that's the author of peaceprosper.com and Freedom Engineer, construct Catalyxia at peaceprosper.com.
All right, we continue. I think Jordan is still with us in California. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jordan, you'd called in with some good questions about evolution and religion and whether or not the two can coexist. And I think that the answer is it depends on the religion and how repressive, if you will, that the religion is toward people and allowing them to choose for themselves. And I think that there are some religions that are open-minded and that are completely compatible with evolving, and then there are more repressive and regressive religions that are going to hold people back. So I think that's my answer.
It's Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Jordan, what's your answer to the questions you asked? And let me try to – I'll let you try to restate them rather than I might stumble.
Restate the question. I guess it stems from because I have conversations with all of my friends sometimes about these deep subjects, and I always seem to be arguing for the other side of what they're talking about. I am a spiritual or religious person, if you will, but I'm also a rational, analytical person.
So what do you think? Do you think it's not possible? You think it is possible? You just find yourself kind of stuck in between?
I do think it's possible, but I just wonder how free do our minds have to be before we find the answer.
Which answer? Sorry.
Well, are we going to...
I don't know. I guess that's the question, right?
So is religion... Do you think religion is a doorway? Do you think it's possible religion's a doorway to a level of evolution? I'm not saying every religion or every spiritual belief, but you think it's possible that spiritual belief might be a doorway?
Well, I guess take the example of Jesus, for example. I care more about the idea, the essence behind Jesus, and not really whether he was a man or not.
I agree with that. I think that the example in general, the concept of Jesus is very, very positive, you know, where loving people,
right,
and forgiving people.
Love and compassion.
Yeah, and turning the other cheek and forgiveness and compassion.
Right.
I think that's something that everybody should look to emulate, but, you know, that... Then the Christians will say, well, if you don't believe in Jesus and if you don't accept him as your savior, then you're going to hell. And that's where it goes off.
Well, not every Christian will say that.
Well,
a lot of them will.
The standard Christian line is that, right?
Well, that's the one you hear because those the people that are the biggest proponents are usually the farthest to the fringe.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, those are the most outspoken ones, the evangelical Christians, if you will, who just want to pound Jesus into you.
Yeah,
right.
Take Jesus, be scared, and you need Jesus. If you're not scared, you're not saved. You know, fear the Lord. And like, I just don't need a God that I'm scared of. Thanks.
Exactly.
And, I find that the story that they give, maybe that was fine for a different eon or different generation of people where... you know, that God, if you don't believe what it is that God has put in his holy book, this is the story, right? I don't believe that this is true. If you don't believe what he puts in this book of his, that you're going to hell in eternal damnation for the rest of your life, but he is your loving father. I find those things to be too
contradictory.
He's
going to punish me forever, right. But he loves me eternally. What?
Right. This God of theirs, that sort of melds with this story sounds worse than the worst pedophilic, stepfather scenario that you can come up with.
Right.
I mean, he's gonna torture you for the rest of your eternal life. You can't even get out of it 1,000 years from now. You won't be done. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So exactly. The other question you asked, Jordan, what I wanted to dig into a little bit more was, can you be scientific and religious or spiritual all at once? And you're saying that
right.
You believe that you are. Is that right?
Yes. And I guess the saying that I always tell people is that I took the morals and the spirituality from religion and jettisoned the dogma, basically.
I like that. Though I would say that there are certain people out there listening to this program, maybe they consider themselves atheists, and skeptics, that will look at that and say there's no way you can be both scientific and religious at
right,
the same time.
Exactly.
And I think that that's probably, you know, when you really want to nail it down, it's probably a true statement, because at some point, your religious belief has to come from your observations and what you believe to be true, which hopefully will be based on your observations of life and the world around you.
Right.
But they aren't necessarily based on the scientific method, and they aren't necessarily based on, you know, scientific studies, because there are certain matters of the consciousness.
Matters.
Right. Matters of consciousness and matters of spirit, if you want to use that term, that just at this point cannot be studied by science. And so therefore, if you want to go into that realm, you're going to just have to step in there and leave the science behind, I think, to some extent. I think that's the honest way, for me at least, to answer that question.
And I think most scientists would agree with that. Most scientists do not want to delve into the areas of, the deepest areas of religion. You know, they'd be happy to talk to you about whether or not, the Noah's Ark story is true, or, you know, the things that could be sort of provable or not provable. However, they don't, you know, they're not going to go into the areas of whether God exists or something.
Right. And you know what? Most of the atheists that I know, they're pretty damn good people.
Yeah.
You know, not saying anything bad about them because they're atheists. They're usually very good people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're people I can relate to. I mean, I considered myself an atheist for the bulk of my adult life. Only recently.
Me too.
only recently came to to believing in pantheism as my particular belief system, and I find that I like that because it to me is more empowering. And one of the interesting things is when you start looking at science. And there's a neat movie out there called What the Bleep Do We Know, which I really enjoyed when I saw it.
Oh, I've seen that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, and it talks about, and I'm sure the science skeptics out there will start picking it apart bit by bit. But nonetheless, they talk about quantum physics and some of the experiments that have been done in quantum physics and how essentially science is now finally proving true what many, for instance, Eastern mystics have been saying is true for hundreds of years. And so they're saying that
energy and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, and just the way that quantum physics works, some of the interesting things like where, I don't know, I'm not well versed in it, right? I've got a cursory understanding of it, but
subatomic particles will react to actually being viewed.
Yeah, that was the one I wanted to talk about. There's a term for that where
consciousness itself can affect the environment.
Yeah, where the viewer is the one who's affecting the outcome, essentially, simply by choosing to look. And to me, that's a very, quantum physics, and what I've learned about it, the basics that I understand, is very empowering, and it backs up a lot of the kind of law of attraction slash universal, mystical, metaphysical viewpoints.
A lot of people are into that now, yeah.
That are out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, it's hip. It's kind of fun, yeah. And if nothing else, it'll make you be better, you know, could make you better at your job, if applied properly, like
right.
Make you better at your job and things like that.
In the proper spirit, if you will.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, any other thoughts for us tonight?
You know what? I you guys went above and beyond my expectations. Thank you for talking to me. I've never done this before. I really appreciate it.
You well, did
thanks.
Well.
Do it again sometime. It was a good conversation. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, the quicker, so you can't say sir, right? That was
a
mistake.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't respect one person over another. Sir indicates a gender as opposed to madam, right? And so, you know, one might...
So if I call everybody sir, then it's okay?
It would probably be best to just say thank you. but the first time I was on the radio, like Jordan there, I just about passed out, so he did really good.
Yeah, he did. All right, there's more coming up here, plus Luther will be joining us as well for the remainder of the program. 800-259-9231, that is the phone line. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Issues, theology, anything goes. Take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Ephraim Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Ephraim Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the live streams, archives, and more. We give it all away. And we've asked your voluntary support. You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items, to save you a few extra bucks. If you're buying brand new, of course, you'll likely get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of the brand new items over there. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real, see, it's a little joke, a real education to the public, the cost goes up and up every year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Going to Frank, listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Frank.
Hi, fellas. Hey, I believe in one God, and I'm born again Christian, but doesn't it make more sense, you know, you fellas, one of you fellas is pantheistic, doesn't it make more sense to believe in one God than many gods?
I think pantheistic doesn't mean a belief in, you know, more than one God. What it means is the belief that essentially that the universe is God.
Well, you don't believe in a divine creator of the universe and all the elements that are in it, then.
Well, didn't the universe create itself?
No, I don't think the universe created itself.
Is God all in all?
Yes.
Okay, then God is the universe, right?
No, God is the creator.
So God is separate from the universe? I thought he was all in all.
He created the universe. His handiwork is throughout all the universe.
So the universe
created.
Is separate from God. It's not God.
There is a person that is God.
But that person is separate from the universe, or he is all in all? Because my Bible says all in all.
That's
it does
right.
not say God is separate from the universe. That is a new concept created by the church that has strayed away from what Christianity originally was.
all in all means that his work, his handiwork, and his power and his authority and his creation is from his hand and his
No,
his
it doesn't mean that. I can whittle a little figure out of wood. I am not the little figure in wood. I am me. God is all in all, or he's not, right?
That's right.
Okay, so he's all in all, so pantheistic, all Christians should be pantheistic if they do choose to determine, read their Bibles properly.
If they read their Bibles properly, you guys don't believe in the Trinity, but...
The Trinity is not in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You show me the word Trinity in the Bible.
I don't have my concordance with
There's
me.
Really no argument about this. It really doesn't make a difference because the convoluted 2,000-year-old argument as to whether God is three persons in one or one person with different aspects doesn't really matter. Okay. I mean, there's no argument to be had there.
On the Christian theology of a triune God and the second person of the Trinity being Jesus Christ manifested to us in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And God determined that man could not save himself, that he wanted to redeem. God in Holy Scripture says,
but
I know...
If God determines something, God is flawed. That means he didn't know it from the very, very beginning. He created time, so it isn't really a beginning. He didn't know it originally.
Yeah, but
God didn't determine it. God knew it when he created it, so he created us as flawed beings, ones that he was going to send to hell in the first place.
No, that is not correct. You're incorrect in your thinking.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get told that by every Christian. Go ahead.
No.
Yes.
They are incorrect. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
But he created the world that created the problem in the first place. Didn't he know this was going to happen? When he created the world, didn't he already know what was going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. So
there's no free will.
He didn't love me to do this. He just did it.
So there's like, no free will then.
It's an ant farm that God made.
Frank, do you feel that maybe the stories in the Bible are just allegorical and that their meanings are more important than the actual doctrine and the actual spoken word, like the literal translation, I should say?
No, when Jesus turned the water into wine, he turned the water into wine. When Jesus raised the dead, he raised the dead.
Well, what is the significance of turning water into wine? I mean, water is much more satiating. It doesn't give you a hangover. It's healthier for you.
If you remember the scripture, it says you have saved the best for last. So if you believe in that your entity, your body, your soul, it goes on after you lay your flesh down, after your flesh dies, because Scripture says, no flesh shall glory before the Lord.
Did that answer the question?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
The thing about it is, you cannot go before God in your present fleshly condition. You have to wait until you die and your soul goes before God. You believe in a hereafter, right?
Wait. What does that have to do with the question about why is water or why is wine better than water? Did I miss that?
Yeah, the question was, what's the point of turning water into wine? I feel that it's allegorical.
Was he just trying to prove that he could do it? I mean, was that the point?
The wedding feast was the first miracle Jesus performed, okay?
See, this is one of the problems.
When you start arguing doctrine, it's over, right? Like, did Odysseus descend into hell to get Hades. Pangaea or whatever it is? you know, wherever these places, just these dumb stories, right? They're just dumb stories. Did it happen? Somebody who believed that these Greek god stories were true, and today they'd be considered a mad person, an absolute nut, if you believed that Zeus and Odin and, you know, Poseidon and all these people are hanging out in heaven someplace. But if you believe this particular set of stories, then it's okay.
But you're not knowledgeable enough. Scripture says...
Oh, I know Scripture darn good, pal. You can't play that game with me. I've been a Sunday school teacher. I went through Christian school from the start to the finish. I've read the Bible 3 times all the way through. The New Testament 7. Don't tell me I don't know nothing.
Okay, then you're familiar with
Back
the scripture. You're familiar with the scripture that says, I set before you both life and death, good and evil this day, learn to choose good and life and live.
I have done that. That's the point, is I'm telling you this story of Christianity that has evolved over 2,000 years from Christ. I believe that the church that was around, you know, in the first 100 or 150, 200 years was a pretty good one. It's the Christianity today that is the Antichrist. It is the opposite of what Jesus taught. It is what they warned about in Revelations.
You
believe
you worship,
this false stuff.
In your private thoughts and private prayer closet, you do worship a being, though, don't you?
I do not. I think that there's a God, and I think that he created a universe that allows you to choose blessings and choose curses. I don't think that God is so is such an insecure being that he cares whether or not I praise him. Sometimes I do when I see things that are wonderful. You know, like I in awe, you know, awesome wonder. I praise God for those things, but I don't think God really. It doesn't really matter to him. In the same way that a person who's
well, the way you're
humble,
talking about it is. Makes it seem like you believe in a separate God, which does that belies what you were saying earlier.
But he is the universe, right? I mean, I don't know whether I believe this whole. I don't know whether I believe in the whole pantheistic thing or the Bible. I don't have to. I'm outside of that argument.
Well, you see, God predetermined that Christ should suffer and die on a cross.
How much has been predetermined, if I might ask, Frank? I mean, because you made it sound like earlier that you believed that everything was essentially set. Predetermined. Is that what your belief is?
There were certain things God predetermined, yes.
Well, if he didn't predetermine everything, did he then not know everything would happen, and then therefore is he an omnipotent God?
He is an omnipotent God, but he couldn't determine your destiny and still give you free will. See, he's given you free will to praise, thanks, and give him
so
glory.
So wait a minute. Point of information, Frank. You're saying on one hand that your God gave you free will, but he doesn't know what you're going to do with it?
He gives you a choice. Otherwise, you wouldn't have free will, brother.
I see what you're saying, but if he doesn't know what you're going to do, how can he be omnipotent?
Right.
How can he be all-knowing?
That would be all-powerful.
That's why Jesus promises the gift of the Holy Spirit to help lead us.
You're not answering my question.
The question is, how does somebody who doesn't know something qualify as all-knowing?
Is your God all-knowing, Frank?
Yes, he is.
Then how would he not know what I'm going to choose and what you're going to choose?
That doesn't prevent you from
doing
the right
thing. You're not answering my question.
I am.
No, you're not.
That doesn't prevent you from doing the right thing or the wrong thing, does it?
Okay, I understand what you're saying,
yeah. But
you aren't answering my question, which is common with theists of your
time. It's an impossible question to answer and still hold the same...
And hold his belief system.
Right.
Well, then you don't have...
Too much cognitive dissonance. Thank you, Frank, for the call. Appreciate it. At 800...
Frank, I don't believe that if you believe the story that you're talking about, Frank, that you would have free will.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The point of the question was to expose his contradictions. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.